Hey friends, we are We Have Thoughts, and we agree that is America's ass.
Oh yes, it is, yes, bitch. I felt it when he said it. I felt it, and I was like, never have truer words been spoken.
So I'm Crystal.
This
I'm
is Joy.
Hey, you know what? That's never happened before. So
wow.
Bravo.
No, I actually looked at Anna, and then you. Oh. I should have pointed. I'm sorry. That's my fault.
I feel it this direction. You should have just felt her gaze naturally on me.
Oh my god.
So, anyways, I'm Crystal.
I'm Anna.
And I'm
Joy. There you go.
We did it.
So what are we talking about today, ladies?
America's ass.
Yeah, we are.
It really doesn't get old. I can say that a million times and I'm still like, yeah, bitch.
I think I was blushing when I watched it.
I was not blushing. I was just,
So in case you didn't know.
Because I was eating at the same time because we saw a studio movie.
I mean, samesies.
And also, yeah, it was great.
So in case you didn't know, we're talking about Avengers Endgame.
Because it's the end game.
And because the embargo has lifted, like spoiler wise, we're going to go all out.
Here we
go. Not that we would have done a non-spoiler review anyway.
Right. We're spoilery people.
No.
But if you listen to this, we're talking about it.
Also, thank you if you do.
Thank you to our two followers who always tweet at us. Fried Papita and Mac, my friend.
Speaking of, I was on Instagram and my cousin was liking CYC's post. And I was like, what?
Cool. I had to talk to her about community.
Everybody follow CYC. They're super cool.
Yes, they are our champions.
They really are.
Love y'all.
BFFs. So we gotta chit-chat.
So
gotta make things happen.
So what do we think of the movie? Was it good? Was it bad? Or like, whatever?
So like, it didn't feel as long as it was.
No.
It was like, I feel it was a little slow in the beginning. It was just like going and going and going. But I guess, you know, it's making us feel the grief or whatever. So it made sense. But still, I was like, can we just, I know we're going to get there, but can we just like do it already? Because we've been waiting for a year. Like, I'm just ready.
After I saw it, everyone could ask me, oh, did you have to go to the bathroom or blah, blah, blah. What about when should I go to the bathroom? And I was like, it's really well paced enough that you don't feel the 3 hours. I drank an entire medium Dr. Pepper the whole time I was there, and I never felt the need to go.
Right.
But yeah, like you were saying, the first half, as soon as I felt like, okay, this is enough, it picked up. And I was like, oh,
yes,
thank God.
Yeah. As soon as you're like, can we move on? It does move on.
Yeah. So
at least there's that.
I think it was well paced.
I agree. I didn't feel like, ugh, when is this over? Or we're still here? Like, it felt, you know, yeah.
Every moment felt justified.
It was enjoyable. I laughed. I cried way more than I thought I was going to. And I'm a crier, so that's, like, not news, but still.
I didn't cry as much as I thought I would, and that surprised me. But I think
Were you prepared to cry?
I was, but then
maybe that.
Then the next day, I've been watching the last season of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, and I finished it on Friday. I saw it on Thursday, and I finished Crazy Ex-Girlfriend on Friday, and I literally sobbed, like, uncontrollably, quivering, couldn't breathe.
Oh my God.
Sobbed. So I was glad you guys didn't end up coming over to record that day, because I was like, I just need to go to bed.
Oh my God.
So I think some of it carried over.
Yeah. Your emotions, were still there.
It was still.
Did we cry a lot?
Did we cry with the finale?
Yeah. I mean, I cried.
Oh, I definitely did.
It wasn't like that bad.
I wasn't like sobbing, but I was definitely like, oh, the water's leaking out of my eyes.
I did cry though, because it was.
It was.
Anyways,
it was,
that's a whole other thing. But
yeah, we can talk about it at the end.
So,
So I, if you know me, you know that I'm not a big Tony Stark fan. Yet I was like feeling sorry for him and like, I cried when he, you know, passed.
I'm Team Cap forever. So
Because
Robert Downey Jr., like, I know it's a character or an actor or whatever, separation. But, like, Tony is so arrogant.
Mm-hmm.
And he is always like, well, I paid for this, so I should be here. Like, no one asked you to pay for this. You just offered. Okay.
Right.
I love Tony best when he's working on something. He's using his intelligence to further the story or the problem or whatever. Like, when he's just being Tony, I hate it. It's annoying. So when he was trying to figure out time travel, even though it was super quick that he figured it out. But I enjoyed that part.
That part, I was like, oh, so what has he been doing all these years? But like, time travel. No. I mean, like, in general, his whole life, he could have figured out time travel a long time ago, and now he's like,
well, maybe it's not something they thought of.
How did he just figure it out? Like, just because randomly. Like,
they never really talked about time travel before, I don't think.
Ooh, as a hobby, or not even as a hobby, just like as a, let me see if I can figure it out. And then he does.
You know what else really bothers me? This is not about the movie, though. That was you quick. Know how, like, the Avengers, like, yes, they save the world and all that, but they cause so much construction. So much destruction. Like, help with the repair.
Like help.
You are strong people. Hulk is huge. He can lift things up. Tony, his suit can magically do whatever he wants at a whim. So, like, help out with the rebuild.
It's made of nanobots. So, like, it can literally do anything.
Oh, God. I hate Tony. Stop. Anyways,
but yeah, they built it up well to where even people who don't like him felt it. What helped a lot, I think, was his relationship with Spider-Man and Spider-Man being there, being like,
you know what? That didn't get me. What got me is when Pepper Potts said, "You can rest now."
Yeah,
I was dead. Well, I was gone.
Because when she says, she mentions earlier when she's sitting on the couch and he's like, "Will you really be okay? I know you just want to put this away, but." Are you going to be okay if you don't?
She knows.
Like, because obviously, duh, she's married to him. She knows how crazy he is.
She's a freaking angel, man.
She really is.
God. She put up with a lot.
She really did. Yeah.
That's a tolerant woman.
She could go toe to toe with him at the same time.
Right. She wasn't a pushover. The only thing, not at all. I don't really care for Iron Man 3, but the only thing good that came out of that, which was brought back around this movie, was that she was able to don the suit and like.
Okay, yeah, I didn't really see Iron Man 3, so I was like, "What? She's a superhero too? When did this happen?"
Yeah.
So Eric was like, "Iron Man 3." I'm like, "Oh, okay, got it." Like, I just completely forgot about that movie. I think I saw like the first 5 minutes or something, but I think I've only seen
Iron Man 1, and I don't even remember it.
It's fine.
And then I never saw the second Thor.
Don't.
And so there was a lot of stuff happening. I was like, I'm smart enough to know what's going on.
Right, right.
But I don't know what's going
Although
on.
Although I think it's hilarious that they referenced the one Thor that everyone didn't like.
Oh my God.
You wanted to forget Thor, the Dark World? No, we're going to take you back to that. So sorry.
It was hilarious. I was like, they did it well enough to like, you don't have to watch that movie to still.
No, it's
like,
garbage anyway.
You can click pieces into place. It's not hard.
I knew enough about Natalie Portman's character.
I knew they were dating in the movie.
And really, the star of that scene is Renee Russo.
Right.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think I love her. Much like, we'll get into Cap later, but much like Cap, Thor is, he's lost everyone. Like, he's also alone, and he's not going to admit that he's scared and sad and all that. But seeing him with his mom was such a great contrast everything else that was happening with him in the movie. Mm-hmm. Him like losing it, growing his hair, getting real big, watching or playing Fortnite or whatever. Is that what they're playing? Right?
I think so. Okay. Yeah.
I make Lena.
Oh, was that why everybody was talking about it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because
on like memes and stuff.
The spoilers without context, because I was looking at them all weekend, had a lot of Fortnite pictures. I'm like, why the fuck is Fortnite? I don't know anything about. I don't know if it's something about like the way they were fighting, or I don't know anything about Fortnite to know why it's being pictured. But
I'm pretty sure that's the game that they were playing.
Yeah, I believe so too. So I think that was a really great scene because
it like brought him back to like like a person with emotions and stuff. He's not just like the God of Thunder or like a joke.
It
like,
humanized him.
Yeah,
it really did. It was great. All that stuff was great.
Mm-hmm. And I really love Thor because Thor Ragnarok just solidified it for me.
Movie was really good.
This is who I love. This person here.
Yeah.
I hadn't even seen the other two, but I was like, this looks fun.
No, the first one's okay. I think because it's establishing his world and Loki and his mother and blah, 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 and Odin and all that. But the Dark World, they tried too hard to make like Shakespearean and drama, and it just wasn't working. It just wasn't a good fit. That genre wasn't a good fit for what they were trying to do. That's why Ragnarok was such a breath of fresh air, because
when they brought in Chris Hemsworth's personality into the character of Thor, it really changed.
Also, Taika Waititi is like the perfect match for him.
Yeah,
they work so well together.
And I'm so glad we got to see his rock.
I know.
Korg.
He's the best.
He's so cute. I love him. He's the funniest thing ever, but also like super heartwarming.
I love
so
him.
So good.
It's great.
So what do y'all think of like Bruce as like half Bruce, half the Hulk?
Oh my God, I was super
Professor
into
Hulk?
It.
Is that what I think it is? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, this is so cool. This is like this is good because it's not like Hulk that you completely don't understand, or like Bruce that's just like one dimensional. It was like a mix of the two, literally.
Like, I like the scene where they're at the restaurant and he's like, oh, you want a picture? Okay. And then it's like, can you give, he gets an Ant-Man. And Ant-Man's like, you don't want a picture with me?
I'm Ant-Man.
No. Okay. That's
hilarious. No one knows you, Ant-Man.
Hilarious. I liked the way he talked about, you know, meeting the monster within and not calling him a monster anymore.
Yeah, like very sophisticated conversations that we're having.
He is an entity. He is a, like a being, and he has thoughts and feelings too, right, as does Bruce Banner. And to combine those two, we got Professor Hulk.
Yeah. I thought it was great. That's
fantastic. Oh, that was so good.
Although I did miss looking at Mark Ruffalo as Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, what a precious being he is.
He is adorable.
So now we're going to move on to Black Widow. What are your thoughts on Black Widow?
Oh my God. I don't really care for Black Widow that much, other than outside of like Captain America, the Winter Soldier, because in that she was great. I feel like that was peak Black Widow. Like that's as close to a Black Widow movie as we're going to get, because she was really like playing it.
They say we're going to get one, but who knows?
You know, yeah.
Especially now, like, I guess it could go back, but.
Yeah, but still. Yeah. But I was like, really? You're going to, so soon? And I feel like that was like, that wasn't that far into the movie. That was maybe like 2/3 into the movie. There was still like a whole chunk left of it at the end.
It's kind of like when we lost Gamora in the first
same
one.
Thing.
I know, but I don't like it. Like of the original six, you're going to kill off the only woman in your group. Hawkeye could have died.
I can see how that's a problem, but like Hawkeye has, that's why that first scene was so important, because he has a family, he has people to fight for, you know, and not that that makes Black Widow's life any less important, but it's just, it's different circumstances, and you can see that's why she knew that. She's like, you have people to, like, you need to stay here, I can go, you know. And I like the way that scene played out more than in Infinity War with Gamora, because it was very obvious from the get-go, like, oh, she's gonna have to die. And yeah, it wasn't well paced enough for us as an audience. But here, like, we really didn't know who was gonna die.
I did like that though, that like it was a very good back and forth of like, no wait, I'm gonna save you, no wait, I'm gonna jump too.
And they both had legitimate reasons. He was like, look at what I've done. Look what I became. And she was like, but that's not who you are. And their friendship is, I think, one of the best.
I really wish we had gotten more of like Hawkeye and Black Widow, like banter and time together. Because it was just so like, oh, Hawkeye's randomly a family man in the second movie. So now they're
and that's something friends, they originally didn't want to do. That was what Josh Whedon fought for, to put that family storyline in there.
Really?
They originally wasn't supposed to be in there.
I wasn't a big fan of that.
It just, pacing wise, it didn't really fit. But
it didn't make
whatever.
Sense into the story.
The second Avengers in that movie. Really
it's really not.
I skipped that one. I rewatched
them all, and I was like, oh, I didn't rewatch Infinity War because it was still really fresh. But I watched the first three, and that second one, I was like, this one is such like a, I feel like I'm dragging myself.
It's
through.
Like
It was muddy. Very muddy. Yeah, so I think maybe that's why they were hush about the movie, because she obviously dies in this film. But like I now that scene with her and Hawkeye at the ledge or whatever, she says like, I've done horrible things. Or also because he knew her dad's name, she's like, I didn't even know that. I feel like there's more story there. I would like to see a Black Widow movie. I
feel like there's a lot you can do with it.
Yeah,
and I feel in the right hands, it would be very exciting. It doesn't have to be the best movie ever, but I feel like there's enough story that it's not going to have a lot of filler. It's just going to, there's a story there.
Yeah.
There's things that we can know.
Was it?
Because she's so covered in mystery generally.
Yeah.
Which one was it? Was it Age of Ultron or the first one where they get like a glimpse where she's remembering?
I think it's Age of Ultron, because the first one they don't.
Yeah. It's just like in a ballerina school or something.
Yeah. I was like, this is, I totally forgot all about it, and I was like, this is really interesting, and how she got to become
who she is now,
the spy, the Russian spy that she was, and
I want to know that. I want a Russian spy movie. That'd be, oh my God, that'd be so interesting. But
although I have a question, so jumping ahead though, they have to, a soul for a soul for the soul stone, right? Someone has to die for the stone. So when they get the stone back, like, do they get a person back?
Ooh.
Question.
Interesting. I hadn't even thought about that.
I mean, I'm just
also like, how would you put it back? You just go to the ledge and put it on the ledge. You're like, you here throw you go. It over.
I honestly don't know, but
because you have to sacrifice what you love most, and it could be that stone.
No, but you're returning the stone back. Yeah. Like, I wonder how that works. Like, what's the return policy on this soul stone?
Check your receipt.
Question. Okay, so jumping way ahead, now that we're talking about returning the stone, they go back through time. They get all the stones. They defeat Thanos, and then they go back and put the stones back where they got them from, right? Why didn't they destroy them? I mean, I understand they had to go back, but why didn't... Is it because Thanos already destroyed them?
Like, I think it was because what... Tilda Swinton explained. She was like, if you don't put... You have to put it back in order for...
So time doesn't splinter off.
Yeah, so the times don't...
That I understand.
Timey-wimey, wibbly-wobbly.
Wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey.
Yeah.
Okay, but when they come back to present day... Are the stones already destroyed because of Thanos destroyed them earlier?
All that stuff was so confusing to me. I have no idea.
Wait, time doesn't work like Back to the Future?
I love Paul Rudd. Every time travel Paul movie Rudd, we've seen is
Paul Rudd is a gem. I love him so much.
Me too.
I think he may be like the least popular of the Avengers, but I think he brings so much to the screen.
He's a so breath good. Of fresh air.
And I love his reverence for Captain America. Yes, sir. Yes, Cap.
As it should be.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Paul Rudd.
Also, that scene of him when he goes to his house and he sees his daughter for the first time. That's so well played. It's well shot. Like, their faces.
Her face through the screen.
He's hugging her and he's, like, touching her hair. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God.
It took me a second because I was accidentally sitting in the front row. So, like, I had a glare on, like, the top part of the screen, you know? It wasn't the most well lit for me. So when she's walking towards the door through the screen, I was like, that doesn't look like Judy Greer. And then she got closer. I go, oh, like that hit me hard. But talking about her, you know, aging up 5 years or eight, however many years. What about Spider-Man?
Oh, yeah, that's confusing.
Were all those kids disappeared?
I don't know.
Snapped?
I don't know.
What are we calling them? Snapped?
Snapped. Just, yeah, snapped. Or dusted, rather.
Oh. Snapped. On this episode of Snapped,
they were dusted. So yeah, he goes back, like you said, he goes back to school.
Mm-hmm.
That's 5 years later. Yeah, so even if he was a freshman, he would still be like in college at this point.
He would have graduated.
Yeah.
So is he
18 having to go to be a freshman again? I'm so confused.
Well, he didn't.
No, not him, because he.
He was dusted.
He was snapped. So the other people that stayed there, like in high school.
We're assuming they weren't snapped.
Or we're assuming they were snapped because they were there and there's going to be another Spider-Man movie. So
I'm so confused. I have no idea.
Zendaya and the other guy.
His best friend.
Flash. Flash is Flash? Tony Revolori.
Oh.
And then
great guy.
Love Tony Revolori.
Yeah.
The other people. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll explain it to us in Spider-Man.
Maybe.
I hope they do.
Or they'll just drop it and be like, figure it out on your own, kids.
No, whatever you annoying. Want. I hope they don't do that. Okay, so sorry.
Yeah, okay. So that puzzled me. That he went to go hug his best friend, and I was like...
There could be two options there. If his friend was snapped with him, then they would still be the same age.
Yeah.
But if his friend wasn't snapped, he'd be like way older.
Right.
Yeah, so what the hell?
I don't know.
Either way, he went back to school.
Maybe his friend is now a teacher there.
Like in every teen movie, the kids stay in the town and then they become teachers at the high school.
Gross. Okay, what else? I guess we can talk about Cap now. That's the last person? Okay. Okay.
All right, my tears.
Captain America. I was like, at first I was very taken aback by his ending, him aging. And him, and it was kind of foreshadowed later or earlier when they go back in time and
he sees her.
Mm-hmm. He sees her through the glass, and he's always longed for her forever. And so it was his true love or whatever. And I think him going back to see her and to what?
Nothing. There was a weird burpy noise.
Was there?
Yeah, but we don't know who it was.
It wasn't Continue. Me.
Okay. Yeah. So him going back in time and being with her and living his life. Like, I'm sure they had kids. I'm eager to me who they are, how they fit into the universe if they do. But I think it illustrates, underlines how he was such a lost in time. You know, he's a truly a man lost in time, and he was alone. Like, yeah, he had the Avengers as his family, but like it's not the same as loving someone like he liked Peggy, or what was her name, Peggy?
Mm-hmm. Right? Peggy, yes.
Peggy Carter, yeah. I forgot her name.
Agent Carter.
Agent Carter, yeah. So I think it was beautiful for him to go back and be with her and to be an old man, because he was an old man anyway.
Yeah,
so
it made sense.
And then giving the shield to Falcon. Now he's Captain America.
Okay. So that was the most like poignant moment of that whole Cap thing to me, was him giving the shield to Falcon. Literally when that happened, I was like, oh my God, it's happening. Because like I read it in the comic books that, you know, mm-hmm. there's different comics where he's already like passed it on to Falcon, yeah. or passed it on to Bucky or whatever. And I was really hoping it was going to be Falcon. So I'm like, he's doing it.
Yeah, I don't.
And he's like, he's going to be Captain America now. And we're going to have Black Captain America. I'm so happy.
I don't think I would have. Beautiful. I think it would have. That's the only choice, really. Because Bucky.
Yeah, no.
I love Bucky. But him being Captain America wouldn't be. I don't know. It just wouldn't fit.
No. Yeah, as how they've done the storylines, this would make sense. But I feel like, speaking of Bucky, it just felt a little like, okay, bye. Like, they didn't have any closure there. It was just, that to me felt a little like they dropped a ball.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like him with Bucky, and because he literally for a whole movie, or like a movie and a half, he literally like fought so hard for him to still like be alive and still be here. And then he just kind of was just like,
I think they've said everything they need to say to each other.
Yeah, and they know. They know each other. They speak a different language.
I think when he saw him old, he knew immediately mm-hmm. what happened. He's like, he went back to Peggy.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Because he even says, like, hey, what's Falcon's real name? I forgot. Whatever. He said, hey, Falcon. And he, like, gestured. And he's like,
what? Yeah.
Because I don't think Cap went back with the intention to go back to Peggy. Like, it just happened. And he was like, oh, he saw her. And then
he couldn't.
I feel like he did, though. I feel like when he was standing on the thing, he was like,
no,
I'm ready. Like,
I feel like he was just doing his job and he was ready to go.
Yeah.
And then he saw her again. And maybe she saw him that time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe she saw him and then it was like, I love you. And then that's it. You know? Mm.
I'm unsatisfied with that, but
what did you want to happen? Them to like embrace and cry?
I honestly don't know, because I'm not a writer, so I can't write this.
There's people way worse than you that write TV. So.
Honestly, that's what we're going to watch just now. I'm not a writer, so I don't know how to write this, but I feel like it just
something
feels
more.
A little, it needed something more. That's all I need. It needed something more. It just felt a little like everyone got like, okay, end chapter, cool. But I feel like.
Like for Cap or for Bucky?
No, for Cap and Bucky. In their friendship.
I feel like a lot of what they go through or what they have is unsaid. It's
I know, but that seems kind of like, oh, it's just they're working it out in other ways. Because like even when in Infinity War, was that before this?
Yeah.
In Infinity War, when they meet back up at Wakanda and he's like, oh, hi, friend. How are you? Like, that's all there is. And obviously,
there wasn't
like
too much time.
No. And that's what I was going to say. Obviously, there's no time. These movies are already really fucking long. There's about 30,000 characters in this. I get it. But like, since that was so integral. Mm-hmm. What's the word I'm looking for?
Integral. That's right.
English. All I'm thinking is integral. The way the word is spelled
integral.
Out in Spanish is integral, which means whole wheat flour.
Whole wheat flour. Just say that.
Whole wheat
because
flour.
Their relationship was so whole wheat.
Flour. Flour is the main part there.
It was a whole wheat flour to... It was so important to his story, because Cap's story from the beginning, he's been with his best friend that's been since the beginning, since even before Peggy. And there was just like...
And Peggy.
Yes. And then there was just like... It just like died off. I feel like it just tapered off into a nod. And so all we get is a nod. And I feel like that's not enough for, you know, that. But, oh, well, I mean, what am I going to do? I'm not going to...
Well, I mean, I thought it was okay, but you didn't, so it's okay. We differ.
So who else died?
I will. Okay, so there's another scene too with Cap and Black Widow. Whenever she's like trying to find them, and she's like, she's had a sandwich, right? And so I read this. I read this story. Like, this is back when, you know, those like the Sony email hack or whatever, and they had all that stuff come out.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
So the lady who runs Amy Pascal, I think her name is. She runs some studio. The one who has Spider-Man. She had a lunch with Kevin Feige, and he said, "Okay, I know you're going through stuff with your business. We want to integrate Spider-Man to the Marvel Universe. Please, you know, we want to help you out." And because she was so proud, and she was like, "How dare you insult me with this?" She got all bent out of shape and threw a sandwich in his face. Then this is a story. I don't know. Never. No one has ever confirmed it. But the fact that she says to Cap, like, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Do you want me to throw this at you?
And in your face, it's like, oh, when I saw that, I was like, ooh, are they trying to like start drama here?
Okay. Some like behind the scenes Hollywood drama.
Oh my God. Yeah. I felt very like in the know when I saw that. So
you are very in the know. I remember that. I had no idea about that. Amy Pascal comes, yeah, like, it comes to mind. And yes, the story.
Was it Warner? Not Warner Brothers. What studio is it? Doesn't matter. She runs some studio.
Was it Fox?
I don't know. But she runs something. And yeah, so that was the. Because apparently he was very condescending about the offer, which I believe, because men are that way.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, "How dare you, sandwich!" And again, this is not confirmed. This is all everyone talks about.
No, it's confirmed.
I mean,
via Crystal.
Canon.
We confirm it here. It happened. Yes. It was real.
Yes, it did. Yes. So yeah, when I that whole slide about throw the sandwich in your face.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Any
other thoughts?
Okay, so the moment that blew me away at Tony's funeral, when it goes panning through everybody, yeah. T'Challa and Shuri
Okoye,
and
that dress she was wearing, excuse
holy
me,
holy shit. Oh my everybody God. Else looked a mess compared to them. Like, they were so like put together and beautiful and perfect, and they were just like regal and commanding presence, and everybody else was just like,
well, it's a funeral, that
they just came in,
that's someone died.
But I was just like so blown away. I was like, in the middle of this, they still look this fabulous, amazing, and amazing,
amazing. I do wish I would have seen like Captain Marvel reunite with what's with his name,
Fury.
Fury.
Yes.
They were panning to everybody, and I was going, where the fuck is he? He has to be there,
mm-hmm. right?
Because the he's came at the very now. End, and I was like, okay, good.
I know. I was like, if we lose him, no. How dare you?
So earlier, when we first started. One of us said something like this, and I don't remember what it was.
Remind it.
Okay, hold on. Everyone pause. But no, so I watched that show Cougar Town, and they always make a joke, like, whenever it's like a gang of like six or seven of them, whenever three or four of them are hanging out and things are going well, they're like, this should be the gang. And so during the big battle, whenever all the women had that moment, I was like, this should be the motherfucking gang. I wanted more of it. I was like, yes, women.
You know, I did like that whole thing, but it felt very like fan servicey.
It felt very forced. Care,
because especially when WASP?
Excuse me? When the WASP.
When the WASP.
Speaking of WASP, we have WASPs on our porch.
We do. Oh my God, girl.
Why do they follow us everywhere? Are we that attractive?
They need to call Ant-Man. He can, maybe they're her friends. They can help out.
Okay, they can just
phone. Anyways, hey, move out, so guys. When Evangeline Lilly is hanging out in the van.
WASP.
Kill me. They're hanging out in the van. She was just like, van. All of a sudden, she's like, all over here. Like, it just felt very, I don't know.
It felt really kind. I wanted it?
Yes, but it felt very fan service.
Right. Like, I wanted to be like inspired. Like, oh my God, this new age of like Avengers is going to be all women. But at the same time, it also feels like it's a little late for this. Like, you guys barely put any women in any. No. No, like, okay, yeah, the next leg of this should be very woman-centric, very woman-heavy, because the first part, the whole whatever 20-something movies of this, only one or two of them have been woman-centric.
Well, I mean, okay, that's...
It just feels
it's
like...
It's the past, so we can't really... Whatever.
No,
but at
I
least,
know, but I it just like, it's just like, okay, so you guys are finally getting it, that, you know, you definitely should have women in your
well,
movies.
Well, yeah, and that's good that they're getting it, right?
I know, it just feels like really, like... Oh, look, we did it, guys.
You
want to
punish them
that.
For not doing it, and then you hate them for doing it.
No, they're just like, they can just
check
they're
checking a box,
that.
What
yeah.
you're saying.
Yeah.
No, it feels I understand like that, but I feel like the way it was crafted was very not well. But I did. It was clearly they were setting up. Was it X-Force or E-Force or something?
X-Force.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. It's clear they were setting that up. So that's nice. But also that battle, like, I could not believe what I was watching. Now, I only saw it once. Y'all saw it twice, right? Both of you?
Once.
Oh, okay.
She saw it once.
Oh, all right. So I need to see it again just because I was like blown away by so many people like that I know fighting on screen. Like, it was nuts. It was like reading a comic book. It was crazy.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh my God. I could not believe what I was seeing. I could not believe it.
It was the greatest game of hot potato. Oh
my God. It was nuts.
That's one hot potato.
I do like the thing.
The circle thing.
Doctor Strange and like people coming out of Wakanda.
I need to watch Doctor Strange because I'm like, yes. It's whenever very they were good. All coming out, it was so like,
when they all,
they're alive. They made it.
Cap is, you know.
When he says Avengers Assemble.
Well, Cap is like,
oh my God.
Down. He's a beat. Tony's out over there and Thor's getting,
not even here.
Yeah, you know, Thor's, you know, got the thing in his chest and.
That made me tear up because I was like all this pressure and then like, you know, Doctor Strange and then they all came out and I was like, oh my God.
I got goosebumps right now, but I felt like I could breathe again and I started crying.
Yeah, same. I get it. Yeah.
Although, and then I had a quick wipe them up because I was like, this is the only shit's happening.
I know, right?
I got to watch this.
Also, Captain America with oh Thor's my hammer. God.
This is so many movies in the making. I knew it. I fucking knew it. When Thor was like, I knew he could do it. I was like, me too.
People in my theater went ape shit.
Yes. I know. With reason.
Yeah. Same.
Oh my God.
Same. And then I love that moment where they switch him and he goes, no, wait, you get this one.
I want the big one. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
I know they've only had like a few moments together in each of the Avenger movies, but Thor and Cap, like, their chemistry is really interesting. I like it.
To be fair, I think Chris Hemsworth has chemistry with everyone.
Yes,
he's very like magnetic of a person.
I mean, look at him. Of course. I mean,
yeah. Also, this is like way before that, but I really like the, I just thought of it right now. The really beautiful moment whenever I think Nebula's coming back. First of all, Nebula. Great.
Nebula.
Karen Gillan, it's great.
I loved how much she got in this movie.
She's sitting, I don't know, they're sitting on the hangar or something, and Groot's sitting next to her, Raccoon.
Rocket.
Damn it.
And they hold hands.
They hold hands.
He just like puts, yes! He just, her hand is just there, and he's the one who like comforts her. That was beautiful.
I'm
so happy that like it, for as much as, you know, we had a million characters here, this really focused and more like honed in on Nebula, and she got a real good story here, and like it was just all about her and her father and her sister and just like things coming back.
And I do like how with the time jump they got rid of the whole like Nebula trying to kill her sister thing, so it just skipped all of that, so now they can be can be together,
and I like that. You know, it answered how Gamora is going to be back in the fold. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I did love that moment where Gamora was like, really? This guy? He was like, it was him or a tree.
Right.
That was great. Aww,
I picked the tree. Nice. Just kidding. I wouldn't. I picked Captain America.
And I love that Thor is kind of joining them. I think that's going to be a great.
That's going to be. I'm ready. So as much fun. As I'm. The next Guardians movie, I'm still like. About because of other things, I am, and this is the only part of it that I'm excited about.
Speaking of, what's his face's name? Is it James Gunn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he has a movie coming out. It's another like superhero type movie. Am I crazy?
He's gonna do Suicide Squad 2.
No. He has a movie coming out like soonish.
Oh, really?
Like in the next month or two. Anyway, I was at a movie and I saw a trailer for it, and it, from the amazing, stunning director, James Gunn. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Nobody cares. It's weird.
No. It made me want to vomit.
Like, I feel like, honestly, we're the only three people that care about it. It makes me upset because, like, Twitter was all about his like, tear down, another all about his revival. Like, what?
Everybody's very flippy-floppy. They have no conviction.
You know how much I hate that.
Yeah.
If you're
going to say something, just say it and stick with it. Yes, and then if you really truly change your mind, like, okay, admit that, you know, you changed, or admit that you were wrong.
Like, I remember certain accounts who were dogging him, and those exact same accounts were like, oh yeah, thank you for coming back. What?
No, we ain't here for that.
I just, again, I
Brightburn.
Oh, that's on Netflix, isn't it?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
That's the one with the kid who's like, he's got all those powers, but he's also kind of like evil.
I don't know.
You have no idea.
It's Elizabeth Banks and... Yeah, anyway, it was like from the amazing, stunning director or something like that. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Like, chill out, dude.
Like, you're already getting your comeback. You don't have to milk it.
No.
But it doesn't matter because everyone loves him now again. Because everyone doesn't have any moral compass.
Because nobody got no balls.
I guess. Like,
whatever. Fine.
Again, I don't know if I'll see it. I probably will because I was against Hogs. Oh my God. I was against Hobbs and Shaw, but then I saw the trailer and I was like, son of a bitch, I'm going to have to watch that now.
Fast and the Furious.
Oh, I thought that looked so ridiculous.
That's the point. Love it. That is the point.
The Rock said some line. I go, that was written.
That was literally cheesy.
The point of the movie.
Someone wrote that down.
They're doing a haka on the screen and I was about to freak out.
Bitch, same.
I have to watch this now.
Right?
Damn it.
Also, like, what's her name from The Crown?
Vanessa Kirby. I love
Vanessa
her.
Vanessa Kirby. Oh,
she's like great. Kicking butt.
She's great. Because she was in Mission Impossible something something. That,
yeah, the last one. So good. Also.
Whatever it's called.
What's his name? Henry Cavill was great in that too.
He was.
Yeah, I'm going to see it now. I'm so mad.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so fun. I love trash action.
It's like you and your trashy rom.
No, it's the same thing. I understand it, but I was watching that going. First, I didn't because I don't watch any of the Fast and Furious. Yeah. I didn't know it was a Fast and Furious film, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?" And then it said Fast and Furious. I go, "Oh, okay." No, I get
it. Makes sense.
I understand.
Because it's Fast and Furious Presents.
That's amazing. That's a whole thing now.
I just think it's crazy. This movie franchise came from like street racing. And now it's like, what?
Now it's like action and tanks and helicopters and jumping off cliffs.
What? And this bitch is like holding the helicopter with his hand.
Yes.
He's a superhero. He is so, yeah. Oh my God. I cannot with him.
I really can't. He's doing the most, but I appreciate
literally
it.
Literally the most, and I'm here for it. Yeah. I hate that I'm here for it, but I'm here for it.
Also, I love Jason Statham. He's a really great action star.
You know, did you ever see Spy with
Hell yeah, I did.
That is such a Melissa great McCarthy. Movie because I
that
think
is so good.
He's so good, and his comedic timing is great, and it's equal. Like the female and the male parts are equal. Like the quality of the roles are good. They're equally funny, equally like scary, equal action. Like that's a great movie.
It balanced everything. Balanced.
Really
there
well. You go. Yeah.
It was an action com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved it. Loved it. Oh, and then Biggs is in it. What's her name? The Miranda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was called her Biggs.
Yeah.
her account on my Hulu account now is Littles.
She put Littles.
Because that was.
But
like,
you're not Biggs.
Was,
yours is Joy Six or something.
We'll fix it.
Okay.
I fucking love that.
I'll change it.
Biggs.
Jason Biggs.
No. Who's Jason Biggs? I don't know who that is.
American Pie.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's so random. I don't know why. Like I knew his name, but I don't know where he was from.
Okay. All I saw when I heard the name Jason Biggs was Eugene Levy's eyebrows. That's all I saw. I was like, eyebrows.
Are his eyebrows called Jason Biggs?
This one's Jason. This one's Biggs. It's just a little bit bigger.
Eugene Levy, if you listen to this, please name your eyebrows Jason Biggs.
Please.
And then Jason Biggs, name your eyebrows Eugene Levy. Yeah, that's amazing. Can you give me a blanket? My like, leg is very cold. Do you have a blanket?
That's all I can think of.
Oh, behind you, boo, please. So yeah, do we have any other thoughts? Oh, it's so warm. Oh my God.
Okay.
Because I was sitting on it.
So did
you fart on it?
That's a personal question.
So did this movie live up to your expectations and the hype?
I feel like it did. I feel like it did what it needed to do. For the most part.
Me too.
I think it's really cool that we're alive around this time. Like, to go to the movies and see the ending of something, the end of an era. Like,
See, like, 30 amazingly talented, famous people all on screen at once.
Like, to know that, like, this is going to be talked about and referenced and studied for future things forever. Like, that's amazing.
This is cinematic history.
Yeah, and it surpassed Titanic as the highest grossing movie in the world.
Well, Avatar did that, too.
What?
It surpassed Titanic. So it's Avatar, Endgame, Titanic.
I thought Endgame passed Avatar, and then it was...
No, did it? Last I heard it passed Titanic.
Hold on.
I don't know her Titanic stats.
No, she has to Google it. Well, this is new stats, so she's not caught up yet. That's fine.
She's going
to
make a new quiz.
Oh, I just saw it today.
Anastasia, we saw a trailer for Titanic 2.
Oh, my God.
Isn't it hilarious?
It's the greatest I've ever seen.
I told Joy, I wanted it to be like the iceberg comes back for revenge. That's what I want. I'd watch that.
I remember for a long time there was rumors that it was going to be like a Jack coming back from the dead.
Oh my, like a zombie what movie?
Like a ghost haunting.
That'd be like amazing. Ghost?
What? Are they going to have clay? Make clay?
My darling.
What are the words?
My love.
Anyways, so yeah, I liked it.
That was fun.
Yeah, I
feel like it was fun for what it was.
I'm excited for Black Panther 2.
Bitch, give me Black Panther 2 like right
I'm
now.
I'm excited for the Asian one. I forgot his name.
I don't know, but I'm excited.
I want there to be a brown superhero sometime in my life. That'd be nice.
Throw some color in there.
Well, we had Cartoon Superman.
Huh?
Spider-Man.
Oscar Isaac.
Oh, yeah.
And yes, Miles Morales. Great.
That's his name. Thank you.
I love Miles.
But I feel Miles. Like, but I want it in the MCU.
No, I know.
But yeah, so yeah, I thought it was great. Anybody else? Final words?
I liked it.
Yeah, same sees. Cinematic history.
Are we missing anything? I feel like we're missing, like, I feel like we didn't talk about anything. I think my brain turned off a little bit.
What else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I can't remember. I saw it twice, and yet I feel like I remember it the least.
Well, you got a lot going on over there. Also, tacos. Wasn't the Hawk so... The Hawk. Oh, my God.
Ant-Man.
The Hulk so great with his, like...
Aw, so cute.
Giving the tacos
so
to,
sweet.
To Ant-Man. Love Ant-Man. Also, I want an Ant-Man 3, but I don't want it the same director, because I feel like he doesn't really know...
What else to do?
He's very limiting, and he only knows how to do certain things. Like, the first one was written by Edgar Wright, and it was going to be directed by him, but they had some like conflict of interest or something right. like that, so he left. So Peyton Reed, the director, came in, pretty much just directed Edgar Wright's script with a little bit of help. So that movie was so good. So Peyton Reed did the second movie, and it was a
reiteration. And the Wasp
is, yeah, it was the same, like the same hits, the same beats, the same laughs. And to us as an audience, it was very... Because, oh, I've seen this before. Like, I love Michael Pena, but he's better than just that, you know, rapid story again. You know, like,
he's really great. They needed.
Yeah. And so I feel
he has more potential than that.
Like, I want a third one, but I want it with a different director.
Same for like Evangeline Lilly. Like, there's a lot of untapped potential there.
And also, like, in the second movie, they made her such a wet blanket, which was annoying to me. Like, she was very, like, she was very, like, it was very, like, he was all the fun and she was all the, like, you know, and
yeah.
I hate when they make a woman character, like,
the nagging one.
Yeah, I don't like that. That's annoying.
That's very tropey.
Yeah, and so I feel like, again.
Maybe now that they're together, she'll lighten up.
I guess.
I feel like that makes it even worse. She can only lighten up when she's with a dude.
For sure. There's a way to do a serious character and not be such a downer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How, I don't know, but I know there's a way to do it. And I don't think Peyton Reed knows what he's doing. So get him out of there and get somebody else. Anybody else. Female director, preferably.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Colleen Crystal.
I can't direct a movie. Are you kidding me?
Psych. I mean, you might as well do it. Like, some people...
I mean...
Take a chance.
Take a chance.
Live, change your mind.
So, yeah.
I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me go. I can change your mind. If you got no place to go, if you're feeling fine, take a chance on me.
Anything else?
We can go dance. I'm just kidding.
I mean, this was great.
Yeah.
That was good. Bye.
America's ass.
That should be
our future sign off.
We love you 3000.
Oh, okay. Dang. See, that was hella cute. Aww, that was a really cute part of the, you know. Oh, okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.